This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Six candidates are contending for the state Senate office held for the last 13 years by Kirk Watson. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, if history is a precedent, the eventual winner could be in the office for years to come.
What's at stake? The Senate District 14 seat. For the first time since 2006, there is no incumbent since Watson resigned. The longtime senator and former mayor of Austin moved to a job at the University of Houston in April. Whoever does win the special election for the seat could be representing Travis and Bastrop counties for a long time. Since 1957, only four people have held the job. Before Watson, Gonzalo Barrientos represented Travis County in the state Senate for 22 years. Before that, Congressman Lloyd Doggett held the seat for a decade. And before him, Charles Herring served nine legislative sessions. All those senators left on their own terms. The special election format has a lower barrier for entry, giving candidates opportunities they would not have had in the typical election cycle. One candidate in the race, Don Zimmerman, finished third in the Republican primary for a state House seat just 4 months ago, but is eligible to run in this election. Independent candidate Dr. Jeff Ridgway decided to run while talking about current events with his 11-year-old daughter after stay-at-home orders began.
And just started talking about it a lot. And then I looked into the race and realized that not only had Kirk Watson stepped down, but that the rules for this were a little bit different. And so if I wanted to get in as an independent candidate, this, again, it was a unique time to be able to do that.
Ridgway has lived in Austin for 15 years. He practices maternal fetal medicine. The widowed single father says his experience has him uniquely situated for the current crises facing the state. Leaning on his experience as a medical provider, he would like to shore up aspects of the state's healthcare system, such as better funding for indigent care. He also would like to help local businesses.
A lot of physicians are also small business operators. And so we do understand the issues that small businesses are facing in terms of having to close down.
Another newcomer to politics is Republican candidate Waller Thomas Burns II. While he may be new, politics is in his blood, so to speak.
My grandfather, Waller Thomas Burns, was a state senator from Houston in 1897 and 1899.
This Waller Thomas Burns saw the special election as an opportunity to do something for his home state. Burns has had a varied career. He went to law school at the University of Texas, worked as a U.S. attorney in Houston, worked in admissions at Rice University, co-owned a tourist spot in Kenya in the 1960s, He says he once held the role of El Gallo early in the record-setting 42-year run of the Fantastics in New York. He settled down in Austin in 1980. Over the years, he's pondered a political run. Then Senator Watson resigned.
It would just be very interesting. And at 81, I decided, why not? I've got a good mind, and there's a lot that can be done in District 14.
The other four candidates hold or have held elected office within Travis County. This will be Don Zimmerman's second election this year. He just missed the Republican primary runoff by one vote for State House District 47 in March. He decided to run for the Senate in May. He was an Austin City Council member for 2 years before being unseated by Jimmy Flanagan. He was often much farther to the right politically than his fellow council members. That may not be the case in the state Senate with its Republican majority.
Government is already way too big. It's attempting to solve problems that it cannot solve. And that includes this latest coronavirus trouble that we're having.
He calls shutting down businesses to control the pandemic outrageous. He also says if elected, he'll be a watchdog for taxpayers.
Giving government unlimited power and money is a way to impose some kind of government tyranny. And I define that as just arbitrary rule by governments, not based in an objective rule of law, but just based in political opinion or what seems expedient to a particular bureaucrat on a particular day.
Pat Dixon is a two-term Lago Vista council member. He thinks at least one of the 31 state senators should be a libertarian and hopes voters choose him. He says his party can see past political differences to fix real problems in the state, like redistricting and gerrymandering.
The state of Texas already has applications. One of them was called Red Apple, redistricting application, that simply took census data drew compact maps, and you could use those maps in a way that wasn't gerrymandered or controlled by the party. So I would look at a solution like that.
He says the outcome would be more concentrated congressional districts, less like the map that has Travis County carved into multiple districts. The two Democrats running have a somewhat higher profile in Austin. Both believe they can build coalitions like Watson did at the Capitol. After two terms as county commissioner and more than 5 years as Travis County judge, Sarah Eckhart resigned to run for the state Senate. She's helping interim Judge Sam Bisco with the COVID-19 health crisis. She says government could be playing a larger role in stemming the spread of the virus.
We need federal, state, and local partnership rather than cutting people up and dividing them. I've seen too much of that as the sort of the favorite whipping county and whipping city of state government.
If elected, she would like to see expansion of Medicaid in the state so that the uninsured can be better prepared for future health crises. She also wants broadband internet with equipment and training for rural folks and city dwellers to fill educational gaps created by distance learning. The Democrat says she's the candidate that can reach consensus with partisans.
I've been able to build coalitions with my Republican colleagues that surround Travis County, as well as my Republican colleagues in the Conference of Urban Counties, so much so that they elect me to positions of leadership because they know that I fight hard, but I fight fair. And I listen to all sides.
For 18 years, Democrat Eddie Rodriguez has represented East Austin in the state legislature. He says he's the consensus builder because he's done it with the people he'd be building consensus with.
I've served with half of those senators in the House. Half of those members in the Senate were House members with me. So I have that established relationship. It's the quality of the 18 years. It's what I bring in, what I would bring into this office at this moment when we have big, big issues to face next session, including redistricting.
Despite being in the minority Democratic Party, Rodriguez has successfully guided legislation into law. Most recently, he helped shepherd the Beer to Go law through the House with Republican Don Buckingham of Lakeway in the Senate. There are some changes made during the pandemic that he'd like to make permanent, like waiving co-pays and ending income eligibility checks for the Texas Children's Health Plan. He'd like to permanently end the requirement for people to apply to renew SNAP benefits and better fund public education if elected. This is a special election, not a primary. If any of the six candidates does not receive 50% plus one of the vote, a runoff between the top two vote-getters will be held as soon as next month. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.